Blind River Mayor Sally Hagman cited recent vandalism of town-owned property as being instigated by anger. She made several comments in her virtual community address at Monday evening's council meeting. Town staff have had to clean up the destruction left by vandals in our community, she said. Porta potties have been knocked over. Our new washroom at Sellers Beach has been damaged and negative graffiti has been written at the skateboard park. Cleaning up these acts of destruction on town property costs each and every taxpayer financially. Hagman pointed out that vandalism is a result of being angry. To those who feel that they need to destroy property, please talk to someone about your anger. If you see persons in the act of vandalism, call 911. If you know of someone who has vandalized property, call Crime Stoppers, she added. We have to stop vandalism as staff work incredibly hard to make Blind River a place to be proud of. Hagman also talked about the new summer schedule for council meetings, with only two taking place on July 11th and August 8th. Council usually meets twice monthly. On July 12th there will be an information session via Zoom. Council holds public information sessions in January and July. This is an opportunity to share the highlights of what is transpiring in our community. Please go to the town website, blindriver.ca, for more information. The mayor also put out a reminder to potential candidates wanting to stand for a seat on council and school board in the October municipal election. We look forward to having a healthy list of candidates by the end of the nominating period. If you are considering running for town council, please go to the town website, blindriver.ca, and follow the steps to register.